The U.S. Census Bureau estimates Texas has grown by almost 4 million people since 2000. Much of that growth has come in the state's metro areas. Former state demographer Steve Murdoch.
If you look at the Dallas-Fort Worth area, the Houston-Galveston area, San Antonio to Austin corridor, and the valley basically from Laredo down to Brownsville and McAllen, those areas appear, from the estimates at least, to have accounted for about 90% of all population growth.
On the opposite side of that coin, the slowest growth in the state has been in West Texas, with some counties losing population.
So this quite simply means that rural Texas is going to lose some voting strength because we won't have as many districts in rural Texas as we presently have.
State Representative Lubbock Republican Delwin Jones is the current chair of the House Redistricting Committee. The group meets today to go over legal, technological, and demographic changes in the state and how they'll influence redistricting. He says losing population hurts, but losing seniority in the Texas House is the real killer for hopes of hanging on to seats in West Texas. Jones recently lost his Republican primary.
Well, I think it leaves us in a severely weakened position compared to what it would have been if I were returning and continuing to be chairman.
And it's not just Jones. Lubbock's other state rep and one from Dumas in the Texas Panhandle have retired. Those seats will be filled by freshman lawmakers who just won't have as much say if a district gets moved out of West Texas. Population changes and the ethnicity of that population will also be a key point. Texas became a minority-majority state in 2003, and that trend has accelerated over the last decade. Steve Murdoch points to Dallas and Harris counties specifically.
We started the decade with not a majority, but with the largest single group in each county being Anglo. And by 2008, in both those counties, the proportion of the county's population that was Hispanic was greater than the proportion that was Anglo.
That growth has Hispanic activists hoping for more so-called opportunity districts. That's a political district drawn not to guarantee a Hispanic is elected, but at the very least provides a chance it could happen. Nina Perales is with the Mexican American Legal Defense and Educational Fund.
Latinos did not gain any additional opportunity districts in the 2000 round of redistricting. So the disparity between Latino presence in the state and Latino political opportunity has only been widening since 1990s redistricting.
They hope a new plan will increase opportunity districts. Where they're located will turn on the data that's being released in 2011. Reporting for KUT News and the Texas Tribune, I'm Ben Philpott.